eller big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
All right, everybody, hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a completely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Crazy Dave, and with me is
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada,
and Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
We are smooth.
Oh yeah,
so smooth,
smooth, smooth as molasses.
Mm-hmm. Mike's all cut up in that vortex back east, man.
Polar vortex.
Extra cold beer.
Yes, I just toss them outside for like 5 minutes, and they're ice cold.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't think I could live like that, man. It's been like 70-something degrees every day here in San Diego. We haven't seen rain in like a month, I think.
Speaking of which, I'm not even going to wait for you guys to crack a beer. So.
Oh, Mike's going to open his beer. Well, I guess what we should do is at least talk about what this week's show is. We are doing ghost-style beers. So it goes.
Except for me. Not right now, anyway.
Well, yeah, I don't know what Mike's drinking right
now. I'll do
some
later, I promise.
Mike's drinking some clown shoes, looks like.
No, it's I'm drinking statewide Saison from Stillwater.
Saison.
I have a ghost.
That Stillwater statewide Saison is pretty yummy in my tummy.
Yeah, that one's off the record. Mike's beer he's drinking right now is off the record. Yeah,
this is my pre-show beer, even though I'm actually on the show.
But he's not drinking the beer that Toby and I will be drinking for the fermentation conversation.
I don't have
which,
it this week.
By the way, is original Leipziger beer specialisat goes.
Leipziger.
Whatever. It's
anybody got that.
It's German.
It's the original, yeah.
It's beer brewed with spice, brewed with coriander and salt.
Brewed with salt.
So.
All right, salty beer.
If this tastes like Maharaja, I am going to punch somebody in the dick.
What?
Like, now, good thing I'm not.
Now more than ever, I am thankful to be online with Dave and not in person.
You're just happy you're not in Temecula?
Yes.
So
but that goes without saying.
So
even stuck in this polar vortex.
You should be happy then.
This is a fermentation conversation. Oh, yeah.
Well, the original Leipzig beer specialty lends us the name for our brewery. Ghost is a regional beer specialty that was brought to Saxony-Anhalt in the year 1738. Originally, Ghost comes from Goslar, a small town in Lower Saxony, and the river Ghost in this town. This beer specialty has a refreshing, slight sour taste that is ideal for quenching your thirst. Ghost is brewed with traditional ingredients, lactic acid, cilantro, and salt. Ghost
cilantro
is a top-tier beer.
Holy cow.
Well, that's coriander, cilantro, you know.
You'd think that it's like we're drinking Corona or something.
Dude, maybe we should try putting coriander in a beer.
Corona
instead of like
doesn't
limes.
Have cilantro in it.
Well, it does if you spill your salsa fresca into it.
Yeah. And you're doing tequila shots right behind it, you know, or right in front of it. Whatever.
Yeah. Let's bust this
open. Or to the side of it.
Okay.
Come on, I want a drink. It's been a while.
Ooh,
I was sick last week. so I didn't get to drink.
Oh, my opener? Is that what you just said?
Oh, I got the official Schlitz.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if I put my hand
left
behind
my opener across the room.
You fool!
How dare you leave the stage?
Well, it's yellow and fizzy, guys.
Mine's yellow and fizzy, too.
Yeah, but this is like really yellow and fizzy.
Whoa! What are you...
Hyper sound!
Are you pouring that from a wash tub or something?
A jug.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Toby's got the fancy glass. I think that's a little too fancy for that beer, Toby.
Now I can be in a jug band.
Well, we'll see.
Ooh.
So this is bottle fermented? Is that what it is? Or yeah. It's, original bottle fermentation. All right.
Yeah.
Cloudy.
To Germany.
Why, you know, this brewery's really stuck on the original stuff. Did we talk about the other goes that we're going to be doing on the show?
Oh, no. We are going to do a couple other goes beers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We have a whole show about goes beers.
Because that's how it goes. Yeah.
That's how it goes. We're going to go there.
We's going to go there. I'm drinking the Frigist
Geisterzug.
Frigist Geisterzug. German is just such a nasty ass language. Like, really?
Wow.
If we had any German listeners, they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like a Nazi yelling at you.
What are you drinking, Toby?
I do not have one, so this is all I'm drinking tonight. I don't have a local goes. I couldn't find anything in my area that was of this style. So,
all right. Well, guess what? I got an East Coast goes, and it's from Cisco. It's their Island Reserve Series goes beer, and then you might have a little bonus goes, which is also an original, apparently. It's the original Rittergutz goes, also a German brewery.
Mike was going all over the place tonight to get some ghost beers.
Yeah, I hit quite a few and trying to find the ones that you guys had.
I did find the appropriate pronunciation for my other beer.
Freigeist Geisterzug.
Okay, so Freigeist Geisterzug.
I don't know if I trust that pronunciation either.
Well, whatever is better than mine, probably.
So, on the beer that we're drinking
here... Does it smell like salt? Does it smell salty?
This one,
it smells lemony.
It's very cloudy. It's orangish, but it has some kind of pale yellow highlights. I started off with like two fingers of really fluffy white head, but now it's just down to maybe a half finger. But yeah,
no, but seriously, it's really lemony.
Yeah.
Super citrusy.
There's even a sort of a pepperiness in the background.
It's got a funkiness to it, too. If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was a Saison.
Well, it has that something with the yeastiness, you know, the almost like the Hefeweizen yeasty funkiness.
Oh, Weizen.
Because isn't this half wheat? Aren't these... half barley.
Dude, I don't know.
Well, the beer jargon guy will suss it all out in the full show that comes out this weekend on our website.
So what the
he'll explain the entire whole history of the goes and all that stuff. So
cool. Well, I'm gonna drink it because it's time for me to drink a damn beer. I haven't had anything since
there's
Christmas.
Like some sort of a zest or something on the nose.
We think in German it's called Zeist.
It's a little different. This beer is definitely a little... It's mouth-watering. Like, it makes your mouth water.
Oh, yeah. We should not be drinking this in the wintertime. This is a summer beer.
And this should have a little bit of sour character to it.
It's got a tiny bit of a tanginess or a sourness.
It seems like a citrusy kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's very citrusy.
Kind of zippiness-y.
It's kind of like a Hefeweizen, but it's more tart than a Hefeweizen.
Mm-mm. It's it doesn't have like the, it's got a much lighter mouthfeel, I think, than a Hef.
Right. Yeah. It's not as thick.
It's not as thick. It's not as,
right.
It's definitely pretty
clean.
Thinner.
Yeah, it does. It has that little bit of a zip to it. It's nice.
Wish it wasn't like, well, actually it works pretty good for us out in Southern California because it's actually kind of nice and warm out.
Yeah.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah.
I can kind of see the saltiness in there because there is this a little bit of like a briny something
right.
in the background, but it's not.
It's not really like a brininess. It's like
or maybe brackish. Maybe that's what I'm calling.
Yeah, that's probably better. That might be a better word, but
and it's probably closer, right? Because there's some fresh water and some salt in there. Yeah. Brackish. That's right.
It's a brackish beer.
Half and half.
Maybe that's what Goes means. Maybe it means brackish.
Make it free. Yeah.
Well, is the Ghost River a brackish river? Uh-huh. I mean, is it meet up with the sea or anything?
Maybe. This beer was brewed with the water from the Ghost River.
Yes. We just use the river water.
Mm, yeah. We don't mind that it's salty.
We like a briny beer.
Yeah, Gosler is nowhere near. It's like in the middle of the country.
Oh, okay.
Like just south of Braunschweig. Braunschweig?
Oh, wait Braunschweig. A minute. Oh, no, the northern coast. Over.
We're just butchering the German language, so let's just stop right now. What would you guys pair with this? Salty beer.
Fish. Grilled fish.
Yeah, I could see that. Some sort of seafood platter or something, because, I mean, with the citrusy zestiness that this has, I think, yeah, it would go good with some lighter stuff.
I think it goes
fish, shrimp, like some grilled shrimp, I think would be great. Yeah, maybe even Cajun, maybe even like Cajun shrimp or something.
Po' boy sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I could totally eat this with the po' boy sandwich.
All right. So what is it with you and the sandwiches?
Dude, what? What's wrong with a sandwich?
Toby pairs beers with sandwiches.
I'll give you a knuckle sandwich,
motherfucker. Yeah, don't be stealing my sandwich pairings.
Bust you in the face, man. Pop you in the jaw.
Dang.
Bro. He's doing a lot of punches.
Podcast just got violent.
Being online.
I've been sick for damn long ass time. I got a lot of pent up energy.
Well, I get a lot of pent up drinking energy, so let's get the show rolling, shall we?
Cool. Yeah, we just got to wrap it up.
Let's get some ratings here. What do we have?
We got ratings.
Oh, the brewery is Bayerischer Bahnhof. Did you say that, Dave?
Bayerischer
Bahnhof? Okay.
Yeah, all right. Dude, I can't read like these German. These German labels are so confusing. Like, it's like, really, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Well, it's like, the original. You should know better. You should know the Leipzig. Yeah,
there's a guy like, you know, like wiping off his mustache, but like really, like where does it say where the brewery is? Like, it was more important that it was brewed with spice than where it was brewed, I guess. Well, we know it's from Germany.
While Dave's not paying attention, the Beer Advocate users rate this an 87, which is good.
Oh my God, the number three place to drink this is Norv Turner is a joke.
Nice. That's awesome.
The Arts and Entertainment Football Stadium. Like, seriously? Oh, yeah. And funny enough, the location of that is like, for those of you that live in San Diego, it's right along the 8 and I guess it's at
Friars. Now you really sound like a California
Stadium Way or something.
Well, everybody was drinking the Leipziger Ghost down at Qualcomm.
What are you doing here?
Either that or what's that bar down there? McGregor's?
McGregor's!
Is that the name? Yeah, that's the bar down
there,
right?
There's something, yeah, down there with some Irish place. And the number two place is the Burns Brew Pub and Draft House in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, everybody. Well, that was the original Leipziger Ghost Specialty Zach.
It's going to be the beer that's listed above our heads here.
Yeah. Is it going to be there? Whatever. Yeah.
Yes. That tasting of that beer.
Right, if you go to our website, www.beercoastersPodcast.com, it'll tell you what it is, the beer that we're drinking. It's citrusy and it's got a zip to it. It's got saltiness and you're about to get punched in the face with it. So, yeah, check out, also listen to us on iTunes. Our show comes out usually on Saturday sometime, or the whole show. And our website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. And yeah, we're going to be back.
Subscribe to our channel and give us a thumbs up and give us some comments and tell us that we're effing wankers.
Yes. And we haven't got an effing wankers comment in quite some time now.
I know. We haven't pissed off enough people. We'll piss off somebody again, I'm sure.
Sure we will.
But besides pissing off the two of you guys. Like
ever since you joined the show, Dave, I have no doubt we'll get some pissed off people.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Well, hello. Welcome to my tasting flight. This is Beer Coaster Mike. Coming to you live from the Polar Vortex. And my beer... my beer this week is going to be from Cisco Brewers. This is part of their Island Reserve series, and this is their Goose beer. This is from Cisco Brewers Incorporated. Their website is www.ciscobrewers.com. The ABV on this beer is 4.4. This is a big old bottle. It looks bigger than a 22.
Does it say what it is?
But it's
750?
It says 1.94
ounces. A little bit bigger than a 22.
Yeah. Anyway, this beer is not on their website, but it's part of their
It's a 24 ounce.
Part of their reserve Island Reserve series. I'm going to crack it. I'm using my my Heineken glass, courtesy of the Beer Bloggers Conference in Franc. The closest I could come to. It's like a, you know, tall, skinny glass. Oops. Oh, it's quite carbonated.
Oh, there. Do you remember the whole procedure, dude?
I know.
Of course, that's pulling from a draft.
Yeah, and I'm not not gonna skim it either. Sorry, Franc. Wow, the thing is just, it's going nuts. See, the carbonation is just like just.
Oh wow.
Blowing. So, have you ever seen that before? Look how fast it's going.
Dang.
I don't know if you can see it, but it's like rising so fast.
Oh yeah.
I've never quite seen anything like that.
Wow. Maybe you chose the proper glass.
So
maybe.
A nice soapy, frothy head on top. Good. I don't know, Yeti finger and a half. I can't believe the carbonation is still like just flowing.
It's totally gonna be flat by the time you actually drink it. Then watch.
I know, it's crazy. I almost want to skim the top. Wow, it's yellow, cloudy yellow, and like I said, the carbonation is just insane. I can't believe that it's still going. Usually, it like settles down. It's like a freaking science experiment. It's just, it's crazy. All right. So, on the nose, sour lemon and some sea foam. It has a bit of a crisp or very bright citrusy aroma to it. It's does seem like a summer beer. It's got a...
Yeah, whose idea was this to drink these beers this week?
I don't know.
It's just how it goes.
Yeah, it's how it goes.
Man, where are you going with that, son?
So, yeah, aside from that, it's a lot of citrus. I can't pick out any, you know, hops in particular.
There's something that's a little bit powdery, like a flowery kind of, and I mean flower like, you know, powder flower, not flower like petals.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta take a sip. I need this head to die down just a little bit more, which I don't know if it's gonna happen.
That's why you got a mustache, Mike.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we'll try it. I'll use the mustache filter. Here we go.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Its beer is it's got a very briny flavor to it, but it's crisp. But I am seriously tasting, like, it's salty on my tongue. Like, it's
yeah.
It's like you had the, you know, the pretzels at the bar, and you're taking a sip of a, you know, a really light, crisp beer, but still have that salt kind of in your mouth. It's pretty straightforward. It's not super complex by any means, but it's crisp. It's light. It's got something else that I can't quite nail down.
Cilantro?
No, not cilantro. Like a very light honey maltiness. This is a tough one. Like I don't know what to pair with this. Fried chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, fried chicken.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think...
Even with the honeyness, it's got a really
interesting. It's got that salty. I can't quite pinpoint what the hell that other flavor is. Aside from the citrus and the salt, there's something else in there.
Hmm.
That's a familiar flavor, but I can't quite pinpoint it. But yeah, that's what I want. I want fried chicken with this beer. If you get a chance, check this one out. It's one of the few. Ghost beers you're going to find, you know, in the States. There's not a whole heck of a lot of them around. I know that we tried to find the Verloren, but that's like 5 or 6 months ago that was a seasonal that they put out, which, you know, that makes sense because, you know, 6 months ago would probably be just about the right time to drink this beer style.
I think so.
Well, your beer actually was created on July 26, 2013.
Yeah.
Or at least it was created on Untappped.
Yeah. I'm sure that's when it came out.
And speaking of which, the ratings on Untappd for this are 3.39 out of 274 ratings. And there's only one top place to drink this beer, and that's Max's Tap House in Baltimore, Maryland.
Really? Not even the brewery itself? Crazy. Who would have thunk it? All right. Well, there you have it, folks.
That was a Cisco Island
Reserve. Cisco Island Reserve goes.
There it goes.
Geese. Goose. Whatever you want to call it.
Goose.
Jose. All right. Well, I'm going to go and get me my beer now.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Everyone, this is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California, and I am drinking a Spruce Traditional Goes. This is from
Spruced.
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 Like it was spruced.
Wow.
Like it was spruced up, or hit with a spruce tree.
Yes. I'm sure the beer came... was hit with a spruce tree.
Well, anyhow, this is a Freigeist Geisterzug. This is from a small brewery, Brauschelet.
Here we go.
Yep.
Fuck. I'm not going to read this bottle. It's from Germany. They're all German. This is a ghost beer. It's something we really haven't tried very much before, but we know they're salty and tangy. But whatever.
Crazy Dave is so I'm now open known as the German butcher.
Oh, hey, did we ask the beer jargon guy yet about the goes? I don't think we did.
Nope, I don't think we have.
No, we haven't thrown it to him yet.
And we've already had a few.
I think it is time
already.
Yeah. So
beer jargon guy, learn us some goes.
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is goes. Goes is an old German beer style from Leipzig. Goes is an unfiltered wheat beer made with salt and coriander, which provides a refreshing Christmas and just a bit of tartness due to the lactic acid that is added to the boil. This beer should not be confused with the Belgian Goose, which is very similar to an unflavored lambic.
Interesting, because I always thought that the Goose,
yes, as
and
always,
the Goes were the same style but just from different countries. But I guess I was totally wrong. Thanks.
So this beer actually pours. It actually pours kind of like a Hoegaarden. That's how it looks.
Like a wit beer.
Yeah, it looks like a wit beer. It's completely opaque. It's hazy. It's a very light yellow, like almost white. It's got a big,
yeah,
pretty big
of
head.
A Hoegaarden instead of your face.
Oh yeah, that's right. I still have a picture of Bernadette wearing a corset here on the screen, so Mike can't see the beer.
I like Bernadette better than the beer anyway.
I should put her as my screensaver. I like Penny better though. I don't know, but Bernadette's got the boobs. Like, what do you do?
What about
you've
Amy
got a bull staring
Fowler
at you? I'd still hit it. Whatever.
What are we doing? We got to do a big beer theory part two.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this beer smells like a. Believe it or not, it smells like a beer.
Oh.
It's got that skunky Heineken-y kind of a smell to it.
Smells like a beer. That's good. That's what we were shooting for.
It seriously smells like a German beer, like a Heineken or a Grolsch or something
Heineken,
like that.
Heineken, come on. Grolsch, come on.
And Heineken's not German.
Oh, it's Holland,
Dutch.
Right? Danish,
yeah.
Or
Dutch. Them Dutch skunky beers.
You're from Amsterdam.
You drinking them Dutch skunk beers again?
Taking a sip, yeah.
Ugh. Okay, yeah, this is like
sounds like a dog lapping at water funky or something. A very thirsty dog.
The thirsty dog. That sounds like a
It has two
sounds
really
like a
distinct
bar down in Florida or something.
Yeah.
The dirty dog.
The thirsty
dog. The lapping dog. The thirsty dog.
There's probably a bunch of thirsty dogs.
I like the dirty dog better.
Yeah.
He's got some dog like just humping like the bar door sign or something. This beer actually has two very distinct characteristics when it kicks in. The first is, like Mike says, kind of got like that saltiness, kind of briny thing. And after a minute, it kind of that like there's a little bit of citrusy, and then it switches over to like this funky banana malt kind of flavor.
Banana
so
malt.
So it's it's like it's got kind of a weediness, and then it little citrusy note, and then it dries up with this banana maltiness at the end.
Huh.
God, I don't know, man. Like,
is it crisp?
It was not as crisp as the other ghost beer that we had. Like the other ghost beer was like, okay, I want to drink this and keep drinking it. This is just kind of like, it's like some unfiltered leftover whatever is what this reminds me of.
Hmm.
Like to me, this is just like the, like they now it's kind of weird because I'm getting like a lemon muffin flavor.
Lemon muffin. Hmm.
I mean, it's got complexity in that, at least in that sense. I mean, that's like the one thing it's got. No, not a lemon bar, a lemon muffin. Like the little lemon muffins with poppy seeds.
Okay. I was going to say poppy seed, but wouldn't the poppy seed add even more kind of craziness to it? Or are you just talking about the cakey lemon part?
The cakey lemon part. I mean, the seeds are going to be in it no matter what. I mean.
Oh, I was thinking maybe.
But you know, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm with you.
God, this is a hard one to pair. Like it's too gritty for a salad. It's not that freshiness to have a salad with it. It's a little too sweet for other things. Like I don't know. This one's tough.
What about like a pretzel or something?
No, because it's not weedy enough.
Hmm.
Like it's got too much of a funky fruitiness to it.
About
to
a
really
dessert, where you do that sweet and salty thing.
But like a tart, like not a tart.
No, something like maybe caramel, something that goes good with salt. You know.
Yeah, maybe better with taffy.
Okay.
Yeah, taffy? I'll buy that, Mike. Yeah, some saltwater taffy. Yeah. I don't know. I'm off my game, man. I'm just now getting my nose back. You know,
yeah.
Like I haven't been able to breathe for like 10 days.
Yeah. Now he can breathe again.
I can smell now clearly. Now the rain is gone.
Let's reel it in here, guys. Let's reel it in.
All right. So anyhow,
wrap it up. I got some sinning to do.
All right, everybody. Well, that's the Geisterzug beer. They're from Germany.
OC Greg speaks some German, doesn't he? OC Greg.
No, but you know who does? Big Gay Scott.
Scott does too.
Big Gay Scott. He's the Nagel. He's the Nagel, so I think he's German. The Nageler.
Yeah. Nageler. The Finagler.
The Nagel.
he's the Nagel now? That's what we're calling him?
The Nagel. I think we just lost like our one legitimate beer listener.
he doesn't even listen to us anymore. He's too busy to listen to us. He's got his Firkfest thing he's doing and his West Coaster. He's a man about town.
Yep.
There in Orange County.
Dude, every time I see a picture of him, he's got his face like in some like keg or like a little cask or something.
Yeah, well, that's the firkin.
Yep, it's the firkin. Beware the firkin.
Jerking the
cask. As long as he's not jerking in the firkin.
No, never jerking in the firkin.
All right. Untappd gives this a 3.59 out of 5 ratings. Out of 5. With 862 ratings. No, a 3.59 out of 5 with 862 ratings, and the top two places to drink this is the McKellar Bar in San Francisco, California, which I totally want to go to. If I'm in San Francisco, I'm going to the McKellar Bar. That's awesome.
Word.
Somebody took a picture of it. I think it was on Instagram. Somebody on Instagram took a picture of the front door, McKellar Bar, and I was like, oh, dude, I want to go there. And the other place to drink this is here in San Jose, California.
Oh, by the way, I just got the Das Boot badge on Untappd.
Hey, Das signed
Mindesens 5 Deutsche Bier. David Hasselhoff will be proud of you. Prost. So, here we go.
Prost.
Well, cool, thanks, speaking
Dave.
Of which,
good job.
Prost.
Speaking of which, yeah.
Matt Petrangaro says, My 800 tweet goes out to my crackhead best friend, at Nikki Regman. Beers, I think, they're a little bit different. What it reminds me of more than anything is, like Toby said, like, you know, like you just ate something salty and like where you're drinking your beer. But it also reminds me of this one time when I went sailing and I had a beer in my hand and I ended up getting flown off the sailboat and dunked into the water. And some of the salt water had gotten into my beer, even though I had my thumb over the top of it. And that's kind of what these style of beers remind me. Because at the time, I was drinking a summer brew. And I remember what I was drinking. It was Pete's Wicked Summer Ale.
Wow.
Or Pete's Wicked Summer Brew. And I remember the weird, funky taste that it had after getting a little bit of that San Diego Harbor water.
Interesting.
So, but it was a lemony, honey style kind of a beer. And that's a little bit what this is like.
And it all worked out. You had no idea when this happened. Everybody's taking pictures and laughing, and you thought you were so cool because you held your hand above water even though the boat tipped over. And you never thought
fully capsized.
You never thought that 10 years later you'd be talking about it and comparing it to a future beer.
I know, huh?
Crazy.
You know, and I remember raving about the Pete's Wicked Summer Ale.
Oh yeah, Pete's Wicked.
Or Summer Brew.
I don't know what happened to those guys.
I don't know what happened to those guys. Them either.
Yeah, what if
they were like
disappeared?
They were bigger than Sam Adams back in the day.
Was it Pete's Strawberry? Was it Strawberry Blonde?
Or... Yeah, they're the Pete's Strawberry Blonde, the Pete's Wicked Ale, the Pete's Summer. Huh? I don't see them anymore. Maybe they're
Pete's Wicked Rally Cap Ale. Pete's Wicked
the Rally Cap
Cream Ale.
Isn't that only available in Boston?
Rally Cap.
Oh, I thought the Rally Cap was Sam Adams.
That's Pete's Wicked.
Oh wow. Oh, but I think the Rally Cap is now their summer beer. It used to be Pete's Summer, but now it's the Rally Cap. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is your fermentation conversation beer?
It's yours, Mike. You hit it off.
No, I didn't have a fermentation beer.
Oh, you didn't have the fermentation conversation.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I had a pre-show.
Yeah, I had it.
I had a pre-show with the actual present.
For the original Leipziger goes special dot. Whatever. Yeah. Our fermentation conversation beer. You know, this is a brand new style for me. I dig it. I think it would be perfect in the summertime. I'm going to go 4 pints. I actually thought that it was interesting, refreshing. I drank the whole thing pretty quick because... And, you know, that's the whole trick. You know, they put salt in the beer and it just keeps... You know, you keep wanting to quench your thirst.
Yep. More. It's like trying to drink salt water, except it doesn't make it... Except this beer won't make it sick.
It makes it worse.
But it's not that salty. No. There's just enough in there to where it's somewhat recognizable. But other than that, I mean, it totally tastes German to me and all that. But it's good, man. I dig it. I kind of wish that more breweries would brew this style for a summer beer, because I think it's very interesting and it's good. So yeah, 4 pints for me.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, like Toby says, it's the kind of beer you want to drink and keep drinking and keep drinking. I wasn't as big of a fan of it, but yeah, I get what you're saying with that. I thought it was, you know, it had a nice crispness to it, a lemoniness to it. That was kind of fun. I think it would be really refreshing with some fish, too. So I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, like, food-type beers. I think it would... be even better with what we were pairing it with seafood or something like that. I think, yeah, even better.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? 3.5?
3.5, yeah.
Cool.
Mike, what about the beer that you did have tonight?
Well, it's tough. Like Toby said, you know, this is the first time we've had this style. So
for me, this was like I don't have a base like to base it off of. You know, I don't know what the textbook goes is supposed to taste like. I do have another one that I was actually going to try, possibly as a bonus beer, but I kind of wish I tried that before I rate this beer.
Just so you guys have to compare it to.
Yeah, because I feel like I should know what the style is supposed to taste like.
Well,
you know, but
Mike, I mean, if you think about it, most people haven't, most American craft beer drinkers, this would be new to them too. You know, we drink a lot of beer, dude. We've drank a lot of different styles.
Yeah,
and so
we drink a lot of beer.
This is, I mean, come on, Mike, you're not.
Well,
you're
I know we're not reading that in the Beer Coasters, the Beer Coasters daily headlines that we drank a lot of beer, but yeah, I think it's common knowledge.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a pretty well-seasoned beer drinker. You've drank lots
Speaking
of different
seasoning,
styles, so
the salt. No.
So I say rate your Cisco how you feel about the Cisco. Don't.
Okay. I will. I promise.
Don't say,
I
wish I had, you know, because.
Well, I do have that other beer, like, and I am going to try that just to kind of see what the textbook style is. I'm still going to rate this kind of to, you know, the mood I'm in. A very, very palatable beer. It's very drinkable. The saltiness, I think, would be good for a couple of beers. I don't know if I could keep drinking it because, I mean, I don't know. I think I'd say, all right, you know what? Just hand me a bottle of water, just to get rid of the saltiness. But it's super drinkable, and I could not believe the carbonation was, like, alive and kicking. It's still, I don't know how much further into the show we are right now, but the carbonation is still rising from this glass. Wow. I mean, slowly, not as violent as it was when I first poured it, but it's still going. I'm going to give it a 3. And I will try that one. Maybe I'll post it in the comments of the website by the. So, if anybody's got any, comments for next week's show, just I'll put a few show notes for the other goes that I ended up picking up. And
because the other goes you had, you were saying that your beer store guy was saying that it was more like the
more representative of the style. Yeah, to be fair, he also said that he hasn't tried the Cisco one. So, for all I know, this could be, you know, close. I just find it hard to believe that this American style is going to be like a textbook German style. You know, you never know. I mean, stranger things have happened.
You think the Germans might be able to do it
better.
This is
coming from, you know, a brewery that completely ruined their winter seasonal, so. With that winter shredder, remember that beer, like burnt. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
But this Island Reserve series so far, good stuff.
You know, my first handful of saisons were American, you know, and I love them. And then, you know, as soon as I tried a actual saison from Belgium, you're just like, oh wow, so this is what it's supposed to taste like. But all those other ones I've had were great too. You know?
Which, yeah, they're still great. Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, Mike. Like, it would be interesting to do that kind of a thing, you know, grab, like, this one that we had for the fermentation is apparently the original, you know, it originated in this town, and so that's where the style comes from. So it would be interesting to, you know, have, like, two or three other ones and go, okay, now, this is what it's supposed to taste like, and then we see how I feel about all the other ones, you know. So. I'm just trying to justify a short show and cut you out of another beer on the show.
No, it's all right. I'm still going to drink it, regardless if it's on the show. Or not.
Well, that's good.
Well, but I still have to talk about my other beer first.
Oh, that's right.
The Free Guys Geisterzug. This beer wasn't nearly as good as the Leipziger.
Leipziger.
I just like the name. I like the name.
Lipziger. Oh, it's like a lip zigger. Like a lip zipper.
Yeah, lip zipper.
Lipziger. Zigger.
Lip zipper.
Lip zipper. That's a good. I think that's a good. A good representation of what that another beer was. The Frigga's Geisterzug. It's. It's nothing all that great. It's kind of a mess of a beer. I'm wondering if it's old, because it very well could be. I mean, it's got a ghost on it, so I don't know if this is from October or what. Or, but I wasn't all that impressed. I'm going to give this a 2.
Dropping the deuce.
It just wasn't as good as the other one. So, I mean, even on its own, if I wouldn't have tasted the other one first, this still would be like,
You know, when I was when I picked up this goes the lip zipper, grabbed the bottle that was the least damaged, because there was a bunch of other bottles on the shelf that had broken. No. They were all like scratched up around, like they were rolling.
It looked like they'd been destroyed. Huh?
And they just like had a scratch. Worn line around the edge, the top of the bottle and the bottom of the bottle, like they've been rolling around or something, and they would just look like old bottles covered in dust. So the one that I grabbed actually, I think, is a newer bottle. It's not damaged at all. It's not scratched at all, and it has, look, Dave, it has at the neck, it has this little label. I don't know if you can't even see me, can you?
Yeah, I can see it.
It has it says the name of the brewery.
Wow.
And remember when we were talking about it earlier, we're like, look, they don't even put the name of the brewery on the bottle. And I think you might have had an older bottle, but yours was fine.
Yeah.
The lip zipper. But the, sorry. I just, I always get, you know, whenever I'm looking at these import beers from Europe, you know, I always try and grab the nicest looking bottle.
Yep. Right. Well, there you have it, folks. That's how it goes around here.
Dave's gone 1 week, and he comes back in time to drop the deuce.
Deuce. I mean, the other way, I give 3.5. It's not a shabby rating. It's pretty good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, that's a beer I drink again. You know.
Deuce.
But the deuce,
the summertime. Cool.
Yeah. So, these were the ghost beers, you know. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to us. Our website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. We're also on YouTube, www.youtube.com/beercoasterspodcast. Yeah. Make sure you like us on Twitter, Facebook, and all that.
You got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs? Well, we got all the regular homies that are hitting us on Untappd. You know,
Melissa Roush, give her a shout-out.
Well, maybe we should follow
she's not
her,
hitting us
know.
On
hey,
Untappd.
You gotta follow
but, I don't tap that a couple of times, man. But yeah, you know, got to give a shout out to Gino Kenny. He was hitting us up on Untappd like as soon as we were drinking some beers. Beer Coaster Charlie was out there drinking a Racer 5 IPA. Chris Reed's drinking an Old Fezziwig.
Richie Plunkett, Brian Grunderman.
I want to give a quick shout
LJ.
Out to Jesse Enkamp, also Ron
and
Blacks,
three others,
Gloria Rakowski, Jonathan Logue, and Adam Kravitz.
Cheers.
What are we doing next week?
Weasel Show. Yep.
Weasel
It's gonna be crazy.
That's right, folks. We're about to get high class with the coffee up in
Cheers,
here.
Bitches. Now more than ever, I am thankful to be online with Dave and not in person.
Dang. Podcast just got violent.
Send your angry tweets to at Beer Crazy Dave.
You drinking them Dutch skunk beers again?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, we'll try it. I'll use the mustache filter. Here we go.